I came to the conclusion that the term global immigration creation in connection with language entity is actually a term that provokes conflicting views from which enter different acorns that define it. Okay, from the utopian to even the suicide. All of them are closely connected not only with the question of language and linguistic identity, but also with the question of global ideological and of course political forces. Many invite the question, is this the process of losing the national character of language that leads to assimilation to multicultural ideology of global or supreme political forces, behind which lies a hidden mechanism of social, mental, and cultural control, or is this just a historical opportunity not to be on the world margin? During the first two decades of the 21st century, this question opened numerous linguistic panels or discussion platforms, especially in the countries which are not the EU members. With one basic aim, comparing different language policy in different countries, ideologically united or not, in order to consider and reconsider over and over again the most important question about language identity. Do we have to leave our alternative language alone? Before I pass to section two, I will need to cite the words of one of the most prominent linguists today, whom I had the opportunity to meet and to listen to in Berkeley last year during the 16th International Congress of the Slavs. Languages above all, a tool of valuation and judgment of people, things, and events as good or bad, true or fake, false, beautiful or ugly. It is also an object of valuation in the context of cultural norms. Language may be considered as correct, beautiful, flexible, or careless, vulgar, stilted, etc. Finally, it is a medium that facilitates understanding of values and passes them on from one generation to the next. It is a memory archive of traditional, spiritual, and material culture, and it thus carries values and informs us about values. Language is the basis for the creation of the entire mental worldview. It contains a unique worldview in its lexis and grammatical patterns. The interpretations of phenomena and their evaluation suggest that language acts to facilitate the creation of variable or possible worldviews in linguistic interactions, interlocutors, creating alternative social and mental reality. So I will start this section of my presentation with some very interesting observation about the status of English language today that made one of the most prominent English lexicographer, John Simpson, in a panel discussion which were organized by EFNIL, which is the conference National Languages Institutions and National Languages, held in Mannheim in 2017. According to John Simpson, former chief editor of the Oxford English Dictionary, English language developed without any specific language policy instruction. It is not even an official language in the UK because the Great Britain has no written constitution. But history, tradition, development, and power of Great Britain is indisputable, and this is the main reason why English has become the global language. Throughout history, for example, during the late 17th and early 18th century, there was the idea to form a kind of academy of the English language. But the chance was missed because English had already become so widespread that it was not possible to force a single authority to deal with its standardization. So Simpson asks himself, are the Brits so specific in that they do not care about systematically planning the language policy in order to control every change that inevitably affects the living entity such a language, for example, is? However, the fact that English is flourishing on every continent doesn't necessarily mean that English has no need for being controlled in the sense of being prescribed or governed by strict regulations. It would also be naive to think that any language, including English, is stable by nature. According to Simpson, many factors could provide language stability, but he considers economy to be the main one, and he believes that this is the reason why the English is prestigious first in furthermore, he thinks that the coherent structure of the English language system will survive current evolutionary processes of radical ecological languages and restructuring, which deeply affects its constituent subsystems, grammatical, lexical, phonic, despite the absence of centralized control, thanks to the fact that English presents a major communicative tool and globalization depends on communication. In other words, there is no globalization without communication. It's also good opinion that the national education system, the media, and the church are main factors in control, regulate, and prevent disintegration of the English language, and of course, all of them explicitly or implicitly promote the subject. However, whether the internet and social networks will have further in the future a positive or negative effect on its integrity, that will stay an open question. On the other side, Latvia is a typical example of the country which stands for normativity to have the main role in linguistics. The late Vice President of the European Federation of National Institutions for Language, Ina Drugiete, she noted that many human activities are standardized, so why not read language? But we have in our mind the fact that during its history, Latvian has faced many challenges. It is quite understandable that the most restrictive type was conditioned most likely by national issues as a response to the potential impact of assimilation and strong influences of neighbors. Before I say something about language policy in my country, I think that I should mention one more perspective type, which is almost characteristic for most multicultural, multilingual countries. I have chosen the language policy conducted in Hungary as paradigm for prescriptive type. Language cannot be controlled, but its speakers can. Therefore, in this country, the educational system has a great role in the process of language standardization. To make clear the reason for choosing the educational institution to conduct a successful language investigation, it is enough to mention that in multicultural and multilingual countries, there is a very complex problem in connection with the standardization of spoken language and the so-called written spoken language, full of impact of languages of minorities, usually unstandardized and therefore being much more under the influences of the language of internet, and that is reflected even in the use of rare orthographic plural, emoticons, etc. Finally, I will say something about Serbian language on its role for the 21st century. But previously, I have to underline the Serbian language and Serbian linguistic reality until the disintegration of the former federal republics of Yugoslavia, which finally ended with the breakup of the State Union of Serbia and Montenegro in 2006. Remarked by more spontaneous and organized development and continuous manifestation of devotion in the language and linguistic union. Within newly defined cultural space and in accordance with national circumstances, a priori and the priorities, the Serbs have no reason or motive to engage in any kind of so-called transnational standard language fellowship, which they were forced upon in the past. However, the specialists in the history of language still have to deal with a revealing genetic, sociolinguistic, and ethnographic note of the entity that is or was considered to be one language, or better to say, one linguistic language, Serbo-Croatian language, which has been disintegrated into three political languages, Serbian, Croatian, and Bosnian. Anyway, all three dialects and dialects and urban substandard speeches, as well as the standard language, with all its stylistic complexity, stay and will stay under the name of Serbian language, with Čakarin and Mekavian dialects on dialect and substandard level. To some serious interventions and corrections, Serbian standard language has never been, not it will probably be subjected to. It lives by natura, still successfully resisting pressure to support either state or national projects, and this was and still is the language ideology of Serbian linguists. Further standardization of the language will be carried out in accordance with notion argument specifics without rigid purism and aggressive neologization, but constantly updated in a sufficient measure. The leading role concerning the protection of the Serbian linguistic heritage, as well as the return to the center of language learning theory, the need to nourish speaking, reading, and writing school children, has represented the Academy of Sciences and Arts. The Sussex Institute for the Zambian language is the principal scholarly institution in Zambia engaged in a systematic study of Serbian language and its history, as well as in the production of technical, lexicographic, linguistical, geographic works such as dictionaries, atlases, etc. Currently, the institute is implementing 5 projects and 1 sub-project, which are aimed at producing a comprehensive study of the old and fascinating Serbian language. On display, you can see some more information about the projects I'm going to cite. First, linguistic research of the contemporary Zambian Serbian language, as you can see. Study of the old Serbian written heritage and the combination of dictionary of the old Church Slavonic language of the Serbian extension. Etymological research of the Serbian language and the combination of etymological dictionary of the dictionary of the Serbian language. 4. The most important, the dialectological research of the Serbian linguistic space. The goal of the project, launched in 2002, is to research the dialects of the vernacular in the entire Serbian ethnic and linguistic space. Local items are studied and published in monographs. Phonological, morphological, and other isotropes are defined, and onomastic and lexical material is collected and studied. The institute is engaged in the compilation of international linguistic atlases such as Atlas Linguarum Open, Slavic Linguistic Atlas, Carpathian Dialectological Atlas, and Serbian Dialectological Atlas as well. The description and standardization of the contemporary Serbian language. 6. Application of linguistic research in the compilation of digital glossary. And finally, the institute is home to the Committee for the Standardization of the Zambian Language. I'm afraid I ran out of time. Thank you for your kind attention.